This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken is back from a trip to Rome where he presented a very important international medical paper. And I would like him to tell us, as a cardiologist, Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida, has been associated with this program for years and years and years. He is available for consultation right now, as a matter of fact, at 888-553-7536, should you have a mind to, or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com with your questions. We're going to get to the medical news of the week as we have time. Lots of observations, lots of important information. But first, I want to hear about, and so do the listeners, more importantly, because we certainly talked about your being in Rome to deliver this paper, this treatise, on what you have researched when it comes to the use of EECP, something that's now becoming more in vogue. You had me on it years ago for a slight, I don't know, malfunction even is the right word for it, but at any rate, let's talk about you going to Rome. You were invited to present this based on your research. So how did it all come to play?
Thanks, Doug, and it's wonderful to be back with everybody. I was invited to give a talk about what's now becoming called coronary microvascular dysfunction, the treatment. This deals with the circulation to the heart. Problems with the circulation to the heart are the number one cause of death in America, heart attacks. And a lot of effort is made by cardiologists to diagnose circulation issues to the heart. And many have gone through stress testing, and the stress test is abnormal after you have symptoms like chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue. And then after the stress test, today we have two options. You can go and have a CT angiogram, or a CTA of the coronaries, or you can have an invasive diagnostic cardiac catheterization. And there's approximately 3 million heart catheterizations done each year in America, Doug. And 1 million of those are either normal, there's no blockages that you can see in the coronaries, the circulation to the heart, or there's just limited blockage. In order to have anything significant, it needs to be more than 50% blocked. And at least 1 million of these heart catheterizations are reported to the patient as you don't have a heart problem, your symptoms are not coming from the heart, and reflexively the cardiologist will order a GI, gastroenterology consultation, looking at the gallbladder, the esophagus, the feeding tube, the intestines, as a cause of the symptoms. And what we are beginning to realize that this cardiac syndrome X, where people have symptoms of inadequate blood flow, an abnormal stress test, and then when you do the heart catheterization or the CTA, you don't see anything to account for the symptoms. And now it's called either microvascular angina when you have the symptoms, or coronary microvascular dysfunction. And what we now realize is cardiologists have been misdiagnosing this for decades. They have this small vessel heart disease. And heart doctors, all doctors, need to start being more aware of this small vessel heart disease, because it's an incredibly common, what doctors call prevalent problem, and it's what doctors call morbid. It can cause serious complications, and this needs to be diagnosed. This meeting that I went to in Rome occurred during the European Society of Cardiology meeting. This is an international meeting of cardiologists, the largest accumulation of cardiologists yearly. This year it was in Rome, and there were 30,000, over 30,000 cardiologists that came to Rome to hear the latest information and studies. And most humbly, I was invited to speak before a working group called Covetus Coronary. The vascular coronary vasomotor disorder.
Easy for you to say.
Yes, it's COVADIS, coronary vasomotor disorders is what it means, and it deals with these small vessels, these microscopic vessels in the heart you can't see with a naked eye. They're there, they don't function properly, or they structurally are abnormal, and they cause all the symptoms that you're accustomed to in the big vessels: chest discomfort, shortness of breath, fatigue, palpitations, and sometimes unusual types of chest discomfort, not the classic elephant sitting on the chest with exercise, with activity. And we talked this year for 2 days. I got together with about 30 or 40, mostly professors from around the world, literally around the world, Japan, Germany, Australia, the Scandinavian countries, America, wonderful people, incredibly thoughtful, mostly professors or head of major departments of cardiology throughout the world. And we were together. I found my professional hearts, people who think about the same things that I think about. And we were talking for 2 days. The second day was spent on how to treat this problem. And I most humbly was invited to speak about the peer-reviewed publications on enhanced external counterpulsation as a treatment for small vessel heart disease. That's EECP. I was invited because, most humbly, I published the first paper with Dr. Lawson, who is a professor at Stony Brook. He's currently the assistant chairman of medicine at Stony Brook University Medical Center in New York. He is the past chief of cardiology. And we published the first discovery of EECP as an effective treatment for small vessel heart disease. And it looks like right now this is the most effective. All of the people who presented drugs for treating this or other devices clearly concede that we need better treatments. And right now it seemed from this meeting that EECP was the most effective treatment.
Wow. And so how is it received, the information? What do people do with it? When you present a paper like that at an international summit like that, what happens with the information? Where does it go?
Well, this meeting will be published in mainstream cardiology journals, and for the rest of the cardiology community to absorb, to study, to read. And there is clearly an educational need to get the cardiology community aware of this issue. It was expressed that small vessel heart disease is about 50 years behind where big vessel heart disease was. You're in Framingham, and over 50 years ago, the whole Framingham study was begun to learn about what we call coronary artery disease. These are the big circulation tubes that sit on top of the heart. And we're just at the beginning, Doug, where the Framingham study began with the small vessel heart disease. So this expression that we're 50 years behind big vessel disease in knowing about this and studying this was expressed at this conference several times when I was there.
I know you put me on it. I think even when you examined Meredith, I think you thought at one point that it would be good for her to have it, and then you decided not because there wasn't as much of a problem. But is this a very common problem?
Extremely
and it takes
common. Somebody
like you. If you hadn't done, I'll explain to people what went on when I went went to your office. I go every year to your office for a very thorough day-long checkup. And one of the things that's so thorough about this is what happens when we go on the treadmill. You use the ultrasound and all the other tools to find out exactly what's going on in all the arteries and veins in your heart and the cavities in your heart before you put on the treadmill. So then you go on the treadmill, and then you run over to the table again, and you go through all of this stuff while your heart is going 900 miles an hour, and it shows you where the weaknesses are, where with all of that going on, and the blood is still not getting to the out to the nth degree of where it needs to go, and that's what the ECP does. That it pushes the blood all the way to the furthest extremes of any part of your body. Good Day Health continues. September is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, a time to educate women about ovarian cancer and the importance of BRCA testing and how it may aid in treatment decisions. Here's Laura Kelly with some more information for you.
Most people know that BRCA mutations can increase a woman's chance of developing breast or ovarian cancer, but it's also important to identify women already diagnosed with cancer who have the mutation, because it may also change treatment options for individual patients. Screening women with ovarian cancer based only on age or family history misses many patients with the mutation. Dr. Michael Bierer from Massachusetts General Hospital says that's why it's important for all women with an ovarian cancer diagnosis to get screened.
According to the American Cancer Society, it's important for all women with ovarian cancer to be tested, since nearly half of BRCA-positive ovarian cancer patients don't have a family history of the disease. And it's important to know there are treatment options out there for women with BRCA-mutated advanced ovarian cancer.
Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month is a great time to think about getting tested. If you have ovarian cancer, talk with your doctor about a BRCA test. For more information, go to myocjourney.com. Now you're in the know from AstraZeneca.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the owner events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers, it's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Half the hour. Good Day presents Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. After telling the story of his trip to Rome and making that important medical presentation, I introduced another item for discussion. People talking about the BRCA mutations, the gene for breast cancer, because September is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. It's tied together. That is ovarian cancer and breast cancer. My daughter had the test for this BRCA gene because her mother died of breast cancer, and she was told by her doctor that this is something that gets passed on, so you better check to see if you have the gene. So she did check, and she does not have the gene. So that's one good thing. But screening women is something that's important. And we tend to focus just on mammograms and things like that, but there's so much more now to avoiding these problems, right?
Absolutely, including the genetic testing. Angelina Jolie had a mother who had died at 56 with breast cancer, and she got screened for the BRCA gene. She has BRCA1, and that gives her a 65% risk of getting breast cancer. And she, you know, we know her story. She then had a preventive double mastectomy, and So there are definitely other options, mammograms, there's ultrasound, there's MR of the breast, but I'm a big advocate still. You know, I'm an old-fashioned doctor of teaching women how to do self-examination at the same time of the month, that's during the cycle, and feeling for any changes in the breast tissue, and women can be taught how to do a good breast self-exam. I'm convinced of it. And that information then brought to their doctors is so helpful. And then just getting a good physical exam on a regular basis is so important.
All right, so there's a word to the wise, which we hope is sufficient. Here's another word, or two, or three, or four, to the wise. The cure for problems people have with their circulation. If you have poor circulation, blood is the river of life. And these three doctors that won the Nobel Peace the Medical Prize, sorry, in, what was it, 1988? Was it 88? Is that, I can remember.
1998. It was only discovered in 1988.
All right. So let's bring people through the role of nitric oxide in the body. It's so impressive, Ken, and what we've got with Super Beats is so helpful. This is a public service for people. It really is.
Right. We're talking about two products that help boost the nitric oxide level in your body. Super Beats, which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide, and Neo 40, which increases the level in your body of nitric oxide. And there is now easy ways with saliva tests from this physiologist in Baylor who's discovered this. With just a little bit of saliva, we can measure the nitric oxide. So why is this important? Again, this was a Nobel Prize for the discovery of nitric oxide, discovered in 1988, the Nobel Prize in 1998. Nitric oxide, what does it do? Well, it helps to open up the blood vessels so that the red blood cells can deliver oxygen, which you desperately need from head to toe for the body to work properly. Nitric oxide, it also helps to maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. So we need to do whatever we can to keep the circulation from head to toe healthy. And I just urge you to measure your nitric oxide level with this saliva test. And if you need more nitric oxide, Neo 40, and if you're looking for a boost, instead of those high caffeinated beverages, which have so many issues associated with them, this Super Beats gives you the boost when the energy level in the afternoon may be going down a little bit, or before your workouts, try the Super Beats.
Super Beats is something that we came upon a couple of years ago. We've been telling this story. We've been bringing you this message, and so many of you, thousands of you, have called 800-655-4183. Dr. Ken's very convincing. You know he's honorable. He wouldn't investigate and go with this if he didn't believe that it was something that really would do the trick. So you can call now if you've not gotten in on the Super Beats deal. You haven't gotten your first supply. Call 800-655-4183 and order your first 3-month supply. You'll get actually 4 months for the price of three, because you get a 30-day supply of Super Beats free when you order for the first time. Get the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183. Or and when you're calling, ask for the book Beat the Odds. It'll explain how all this works and why it's so good for everybody. 800-655-4183.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pic of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Now, this is Good Days, Good Day Health, presenting Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service and on your side with a lot of medical news and information this week, brought to you in part by the folks that bring you Super Beats. Somebody just sent me a quick note, and I thought I'd been better at this, Richie. Numbers, sometimes people complain that I go through the numbers too quickly. So the numbers for Super Beats, 800-655-4183 to get all of the things that Ken was talking about as far as blood flow is concerned to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. Get the stamina you need. 800-655-4183. All right, so let's get around to some of the other medical news this week. Dr. Ken, by the way, running Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. Should you be in that area or want to go see Dr. Ken, you love his bedside manner, you like his information, you like his approach to things, we can facilitate you going to visit him. All you got to do is pick up the phone and dial 352 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400 for an appointment with Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. So the details are in here as to how doctors spend their time, and it doesn't look too good in terms of how doctors approach the problem of treating you or examining you. Yesterday, I will tell you a story that cropped up. As a matter of fact, I think I sent you an email, even though you were in Rome. we were emailing each other back and forth just to see how everything was. And during my normal exercise routine one day last week, I was doing sit-ups. He looked at my stomach and saw this huge bulge there. And he said, well, that doesn't look good, and I haven't seen that before. And so I got sweaty about it, and I called the regular general practitioner, and then I sent a note to you. I said, well, I wonder if I can get on a plane and have you look at this. So anyway, I went to see the regular doctor, and he said, well, I'm not really too sure because this isn't my specialty. Okay, so we felt around for a while, and nothing felt good to me. So he said, you better go see the specialist over at the hospital. So I made an appointment. I went right over there, and the guy, what a wonderful guy. What a wonderful, the kind of doctor that we all grew up with and we want to have help us. His name was K.M. He was 70-something years old.
There are a few of us dinosaurs still around.
This guy came in and he looked at me. He said, my God, how old are you? And I said, what do you mean? He says, your chart says that you're 69. I said, yeah, that's how old I am. He says, you're in fabulous shape. Uh-huh. And he said, okay, so pull up your shirt. And get on the table and do some sit-ups. So I got on the table. And I did some sit-ups, and he said, oh, yeah, there it is. And it is. It's a pretty uncomfortable-looking thing. I've always had a little bit of a bulge, but nothing serious there. Uh-huh. I felt it. So anyway, he says there are about 4% of the population that's born with muscles in your stomach that have a separation in them, so that when you do a lot of exercise, because I've been doing a lot of this sort of thing lately, first of all, he says sit-ups are terrible for you. You shouldn't do them at all. And I've heard that from a couple of different people lately. It's just you do planks and you don't do sit-ups to strengthen your back and your core. All right, so anyway, I do this sit-up, and he looks at this big bulge and he says, oh, yeah, and his eyes light up. And then he says to me, well, you have a problem. I said, really? Thank you. He said, yeah, but it's not a problem that will kill you, and it's not a problem that it won't go away, it won't kill you, and you don't have to do anything about it. So he then explains what it is, the muscles in your stomach and the spread, and so there are a few people that have muscles don't come together, and so whatever else is in there, when you force the muscles or make them stronger, they're going to push this other stuff out, basically. So he felt around for a while, and then he felt up into my rib cage and under your sternum, and in there, does this hurt, does that hurt, and poked around for a while, and said, put your shirt back on, you're fine. And then, you know, he wanted to know why I was in such good shape, and I said, well, because I'm interested in taking care of myself. And then we started talking about age, because he was older than I was. And he looked fabulous too. And he said, you know, people are so hung up. And we got off onto this. You know how I love to get philosophical conversations going. So he sat down and talked to me for 4 or 5 minutes about age. He said, people just don't understand the either significance or lack of significance. He said, just before I saw you, I saw a 35-year-old guy who'll be lucky to be alive in 10 years from now. He's so big. Everything, he's got problems in his stomach. He's got problems all around his girth because he hasn't taken care of himself. And he said, you're in better shape than he was 10 years ago. So it's just, he says it's all relative. People, I mean, there certainly is a curve, and you adjust to the curve for sure. But, you know, when I hear that, it's sort of music to my ears because I've been saying that for years and years and years. It's all about what your mental attitude is, how you physically take care of yourself. You have been on this exercise routine. I still say that you're too thin now, but you changed your body a lot, and you got a lot of support for it from your staff. And you didn't get any support from me because I told you you look too thin. But yeah, it is thinness isn't the reward. It's how you take care of that body and what muscle you wrap around your bones so your bones don't fall apart. I've actually, you know, when we do the height thing, I found out that I have, in this last couple of months, extended my height by almost an inch.
Hmm.
And it's from doing certain exercises or actually letting things go. I'm getting trained in a certain type of exercise that goes after the muscles that we never use. I mean, I'll tell you something. Have I been sore the last month or so? Oof! You know, stuff that you haven't used for a long, long time. Even though you may work out, that doesn't mean you use different muscles. You use the same muscles all the time, whether they're your shoulders or, you know, the regular routines are the regular routines. But you have to be aware of the other muscles that haven't been used in order to support your skeleton and your body as you get older.
Absolutely. When I was in Rome, one of the very apparent differences between Rome and America is that you don't see obesity. The only people who are obese in Rome are the visitors from America.
Yeah.
But what you do also see is a lot more smoking, but just so much less obesity.
Yeah. Well, there's a word. You say it all the time. I never see any old fat people.
Well, I've never seen a 90-year-old obese male.
No. So just there you go. A word to the wise is...
And I didn't see any in Italy.
No. The American healthcare system, heart and healthcare system, rapidly changing. Pace of the change is compounded by current generational trends as baby boomers get older and people are living longer on average. Jay Curtis has an interesting report on our healthcare system.
One of the challenges facing the healthcare industry is that there are increasingly complex needs that require healthcare professionals to adapt quickly. Dr. Betty Nelson, Academic Dean, University of Phoenix School of Nursing.
There is a shortage of physicians and other roles in our healthcare system. Higher education must adjust its approach to educating the next generation of healthcare professionals to include the skills needed to improve quality of patient care as well as the effectiveness of the healthcare system.
According to Nelson, one of the best ways to address the shortage starts with the nursing workforce.
Nursing is the cornerstone of healthcare service. One of the suggested approaches to addressing shortages is increasing the number of nurses who are educated to test, diagnose, and prescribe. If that approach is adopted, that will mean higher education will have to increase its capacity to educate larger numbers of nurses who can manage these responsibilities.
For more about University of Phoenix, visit phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know from University of Phoenix.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This message is sponsored by Elcon with USA Swimming.
Hi, I'm Dara Torres, 5-time Olympic swimmer, former world record holder, and paid spokesperson for Alcon. It takes hard work and dedication to be an Olympic athlete, but now my most important job is being a mom to my own swimmer. This summer, your children may be spending more time in the water, so it's important to know how to spot signs and symptoms of swimmer's ear and to know what to do about it. As my doctor explained, swimmer's ear, medically known as acute otitis externa, or AOE for short, is a common ear infection often brought on by water remaining in the ear after swimming, creating an environment that aids the growth of bacteria. You can learn more about swimmer's ear at drops101.com. If you notice your child has any signs of swimmer's ear, contact your doctor to discuss potential treatment options. Go to drops101.com to learn more.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
If you
trim the trees, mow the lawn, or rake the leaves on your own property, you could go to jail. That was the town council's ruling in East Hampton, New York, in adopting vegetation protection legislation, designed to let nature take back much of the property. A portion of each lot was declared off limits to any clearing of plants or ground cover, and violators could be fined or jailed. One angry citizen looked through the lens of liberty and told the council, "You don't have to read much English and American history to know that the right to use your own property is where all our rights stem from. When I was young, you got in trouble if you didn't mow the lawn. Now you go to jail if you do."
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Hi, 45 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I digressed a little bit because I was telling a story about the aortic whatever it is in my stomach, and the idea came from me talking to this doctor a little bit about all the paperwork and how it's driving people away. He's an older doctor, seasoned, the kind of guy you want to see. It's kind of, he looked like the guy I want to fly my plane. Same thing. You want to see somebody like that either working on your body or flying the plane that you're in. You can see in the offices, you go into these exam rooms now, how much more paper there is around that people fill out this form, check out that, what do we do? So you have a study here that suggests that doctors are now really wrapped up in this paperwork routine.
Dr. Marcus Welby that you saw, did he use an electronic health record?
I don't think so.
Part of Obamacare...
He was on paper. I see paper. I didn't see a lot of... There was no computer in the room, right. Exam room I was in.
Well, part of Obamacare is this transformation to electronic health records where the doctors get penalized if they don't use them. And in all fairness, when I was in Rome, I could easily, with my computer, get into my office's electronic records and see all the notes.
What did they do? Did you shut the office down while you were gone?
No.
So what are people, who did they see if you weren't there?
My physician's assistant, Kristen, held the fort down, and I, with my electronic health records, easily, with a computer, anywhere in the world, electronic health records, you have access to your records. But in the annals of internal medicine, the other side of this is that doctors may spend nearly half their time documenting and performing administrative tasks, Doug, rather than having face-to-face time with patients. Interactions with physicians have dramatically changed, Doug, since the introduction of electronic health records, with the switch from paper intended to increase physician interactions with patients. But doctors are still being inundated with electronic paperwork and desk work. Listen to this. 29% of total work time is spent talking with patients or other staff members, and a whopping 49% is spent on electronic record keeping and desk work.
Wow. My God. Isn't that awful? It's all Obamacare, too, right?
It's part of Obamacare. The doctors get penalized financially if they don't keep electronic health records. Mm.
All right, we're on to this exercise kick. The conversation about exercise in this report, which can sort of have a positive effect if you drink too much. It looks like, am I reading between the lines correctly here?
Well, let's untangle this a little bit. This came out of British Journal of Sports Medicine this week. Doug, that exercising, the recommended amount for each person individually, cancels out the higher risk of cancer death brought about by drinking. So just another good reason to exercise, as hopefully everybody is, after the doctor says it's okay.
All right. The word to the wise there. All right, let's see here. I know you and I are going to have our annual argument about flu shots. we have the fall season upon us, children going to school, getting their shots. There are people who try to get around the shots because children will like it by using sprays. You say no to that these days.
Exactly. Kids, unfortunately, are going to have to roll up their sleeves this year. Flu mist, as you were describing, with its squirt into each nostril, Doug, is the only ouch-free alternative for children and has accounted for about a third of pediatric flu vaccinations in recent years. However, studies from the CDC, they reveal that flu mist has not protected against certain influenza strains as well as regular flu shots, and we don't know why.
Really? All right.
The American Academy of Pediatrics agrees with the CDC and urges youngsters to roll up their sleeves for a shot and don't use flu mist this year.
51 after. Good Day presents Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of a story that will have a lot of impact on men especially. Information came out this week about an increased risk of prostate cancer among older men who have been exposed to agricultural pesticides, exposure to methyl bromide and organochloride. These pesticides increase the risk of cancer by almost 1.5 times. Men exposed to methyl bromide had a 1.6-fold increased risk of prostate cancer compared to the men who have never been exposed. And the same thing is true for organochloride pesticides. This is the first examination of prostate cancer risk among men exposed to pesticides in the surrounding environment rather than at work. So there's some relevant information. Keep your eye on those prostate numbers, that's for sure, gentlemen. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health Program.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Damn it, Rich.
What? Where's our theme for the Tech Talk segment? Heavenly days, McGee.
You're gonna make you beg for it.
Especially given all of the hot stuff from Apple yesterday.
I'm excited about.
The Fruit had its latest unveiling of shiny new products yesterday, and a surprise, a new iPhone, and it doesn't have a headphone jack. The story of the iPhone 7 coming up in a moment here. After these words.
Get the cold this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, 54 past the hour now. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Again, a reminder of how to get that blood flow going through your body. Take Dr. Ken's recommendation. The big problem is blood's not getting around. You're getting lethargic. You need to get your blood everywhere. And that's what happens when you have nitric oxide introduced into your system. Best way to get it is with Super Beats. Works three times faster to give you the results that you can absolutely feel. So take Ken's advice, 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, 800-655-4183. You will love the way you feel. You'll be recommending it to other people as well. All right, so let's see here. Other medical news. Something that I'm dealing with, sweating at night. What causes it, and what do you do? Or is it something to be concerned about? I've done it. I've been hearing from the other source for a long time that I sweat. And I've been noticing it lately, last month or so, I've seemed to be sweating a lot. Why and what do you do about it?
Exactly. This time, you know, let's talk about sweating. It's the body's natural way of cooling down. But if you perspire more than normal or when you're not being physically active, it could be a sign of another medical condition. Sweating is associated with various conditions such as thyroid disease, diabetes, an infection, acid reflux, and menopause. Certain psychiatric issues and uncontrolled high blood pressure can also cause excessive sweating. This is also known as hyperhidrosis. That's the medical term for it. Treatments for hyperhidrosis or excessive sweating, they include prescription antiperspirants, medications, and surgery to remove sweat glands or detach a nerve to stop sweating. Some patients also turn to Botox recently, which is an FDA-approved treatment to keep the body from producing sweat.
Really? All right, so what do you recommend for me?
Well, this is something new that you have not had in the past.
Nah, I've had it. Because
I think this has been a long-term, lifelong thing for you, hasn't it?
It has been. It's been something that isn't there all the time. But once in a while, when I have the partner suggesting that I seem to be so hot when she's talking about menopause, I mean, going through her hot flashes, and she says, I'm hot. But I find myself sweating, and I have in the last month or so been sweating a lot.
The key is whether this is something new. And if it is, you need to get a blood test to make sure the thyroid and the blood sugar is okay.
Not new. No, it's been going on for a long time.
Right. That's why. That's my impression. That's why. I wouldn't really worry about it.
All right. Okay. One of the other bits and pieces of information this week I find intriguing, especially because you're dealing so much with people who have diabetes. That's a real circulatory problem. What people are eating, how cooking may affect people who have type 2 diabetes. How so?
Exactly. This comes out of the medical journal this week, Diabetologia, and it's that changing the way you cook could help reduce your risk of getting type 2 diabetes. This is the type of diabetes often associated with obesity. Your body makes too much insulin a little later in life as opposed to juvenile type 1 diabetes where you need insulin. So what can you do with your diet to help avoid all the havoc of type 2 diabetes, which can damage circulation from head to toe? So you want to use boiling, steaming, and poaching. These look like the safest way to go. So when you fry, grill, or bake foods, Doug, you produce substances called advanced glycation end products. Boy, that's a mouthful. These higher levels of these products have been linked to insulin resistance, stress on the body's cells, and inflammation, and these are troublemakers in terms of diabetes risk. So boiling, steaming, and poaching is the way to go.
All right, there's the advice from the man who knows, studies all the medical journals every week, brings you a summation of a lot of the important medical news here, courtesy of Good Day's Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen at your service and on your side. I kind of like that. 59 past the hour, Good Day Health.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.